Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Is your AOTD on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s? If I have to tell you what movie this is from, it's only one of the greatest movies of all time. Weird Science. Anything more than a handful is too much.
What is going on? For the love of Pete outside, Kara Markster.
It's the winter that never, ever, ever, ever ends.
How many wrecks do we have?
Not as many as we did about an hour ago.
Okay.
So we're
That's
improving.
Good.
But yeah, if you are any overpasses, bridges, it's slick. So just be careful.
Dude, is that a bra on your head?
I think it just sneaked up on people. I think people went out because Chris warned me this morning. Chris said, be careful when you go out
yes.
there. And I came home early this morning, like 9 a.m. And he said, how are the roads? I said, what? I said, the roads are fine.
Mm.
So I think it came a little later than they thought. And now that it's here, people are like, oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Just be careful. She kicked you in the family jewels?
Hello.
All right. That's enough of my weird science.
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry. I love the movie Weird Science.
I can tell.
You know who's in it?
Yes. Anthony Michael Hall.
You want to try again?
Was Robert Downey Jr. in that
yes,
movie?
Yes, he was most certainly in that movie.
Hello, RDJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, did not know that.
She kicked you in the family jewels? Right in the family jewels.
Babe, it's been like 19,000 years since I've seen that movie, and I would not agree with your assessment that it's one of the greatest of all time.
All right, it's one of the greatest of the 80s.
Still not agreeing with that assessment, but okay.
It's a pretty good movie. It's a thank you, Rodney. I was waiting for you to come in.
When was the last time you saw that movie?
About 2 years ago.
Oh, Scott!
And I may have it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we were just talking about the fact your Netflix bill's going to go up.
Right.
And Rod's been saying this, and I've been saying this. Exhibit F. I'm going to say we're at F now because we've talked about this about six times. Did you see overnight what they paid for the rights, not to the Ted Bundy tapes, which is the documentary everyone's been watching? Did you see what they paid for the rights to the movie starring Zac Efron as Ted Bundy?
No.
It's not cheap.
$9 million.
Who gets it?
Well, here's my question. What's $9 million divided by $10?
I'm sorry?
What is $9 million divided by $10?
Maybe about 900,000.
Will 900,000 people sign up for Netflix to watch Zac Efron as Ted Bundy? And if the answer is no, we are all going to absorb that cost. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, you're wrong. Yes, you're wrong. Because whether you watch it or not, there are so many people already signed up. You wouldn't have to. You're looking at this the wrong way. It's as if HBO, for example. HBO has a certain number of clients, okay?
Okay.
They pay X number of dollars for a movie. Well, they don't need to acquire X number of new clients to pay for that movie. They're using existing funds coming in from existing clients.
Well, yes, but they have a whole lot of new existing clients
I
and
agree.
Original content, and it's just like, it's very expensive.
But a lot of existing Netflix clients are going to watch the Ted Bundy show. So you don't, it's not like you say, well, we're going to do a show about Ted Bundy, and then all these people who never cared about Netflix but only cared about Ted Bundy are going to sign up for Netflix just to watch Ted Bundy's show.
Don't you just feel
it
like they are spending a ton of money on programming for the $10 we all pay every month or $12 or whatever it is?
Well, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal last week that the rates for Netflix are going up.
Oh, well, that's my point. They have to.
Yes, they're going up. Get ready. You're about to get a bump in your fee.
What would you pay, Kara?
But it's still not exorbitant by any stretch. It's what, $13?
What would you pay?
For Netflix? Any more than $15 or $20 a month is you're getting too high, because I'm not getting everything on Netflix.
Right.
You're still having to supplement with other programming.
And the premium channels, let's say you want HBO, and the problem with that conversation is they bundle all of that stuff now. But let's say you just wanted HBO. What is that a month now? Is it $40 or $35?
For a lot cheaper, I know you can get like HBO Go, you know, where it's just on your tablet or phone or whatever.
They have to keep Netflix under that threshold of the big cable extra premium channels.
True.
Because their entire premise when they came out with Netflix was it's not going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem Netflix and Hulu are having is now all these actual networks are going, well, instead of just tossing our stuff to Hulu, we'll have our own.
Yeah, like CBS.
Pay, you know, monthly thing, and you can watch all the CBS shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be upsetting them because they're losing content out of it, and it's irritating me because basically, oh, that's a channel I'm not going to watch anymore.
When does cable go a la carte?
They're already starting.
Please start. I would buy, and I would pay to do it.
It's the only thing
course.
That's going
to
save them.
I would buy probably 8 channels.
All right. You get 8 channels on over-the-air cable TV. Give me your top 5. Go.
5? I have to have CNN. I have to have the Golf Channel.
Okay.
What do the Royals play on?
FSKC.
I'd have to have Fox KC. I'd want one of the movie channels, like HBO.
Okay.
That's 4. Now, does like Channel 9 count, or do you get that for free?
Yes, your husband's channel counts.
Well, then I'd have to go with Channel
9. Okay, Kara Markser. You get 5.
Wait,
go.
I want.
No, no, you get 5.
No, I want KCPT, too.
I'm sorry, you don't get it.
No, I want 6.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to give something up. Kara Markser, go.
I want HGTV. I want CNN. I want CBS.
Ooh.
I want.
Ooh.
Come on.
I watch a lot of movies on FX, but I don't know if I need it.
FX is good. Go. Keep going.
And then TNT.
TNT. Mm-hmm. Rod, you got 5 channels. Go. A la carte.
I need Comedy Central, Sci-Fi.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I would also...
Now we're back to bundling.
I would also want VH1 Classics.
Oh, yes. Which doesn't exist anymore, by the way.
Oh, does it? I didn't know that. See, I haven't had cable in forever. And then, other than that, I'd probably, you know, like a movie channel or...
Like HBO.
Yeah, like an HBO or something, yeah.
I'm going Big Ten Network, so I can watch the Huskers, CNN, whatever channel it is. Is it HGTV that has Bahama Homes?
Yeah.
Okay, I want that one. I'm going to go ABC because I like my Good Morning America every morning. ESPN.
Oh, we would have to have ESPN.
No, you can't. You've already exhausted your 5.
My 12-year-old would freak out if we didn't have ESPN.
Well, you're going to have to go to a bar.
Ooh. Who has the KU basketball games?
ESPN.
Okay, then I got to have that. Now, do you get all of them or just one, you know?
One a week.
One a week. ESPN.
One a week.
Mm.
But you can listen to them on the radio.
See, I think most people would want 10. At 10, I'm kind of going, okay, what else do we want? At 5, you're starting to cut things that are going to hurt.
How much would you pay for 10 cable channels?
What do we pay now? What do most people pay
about
now?
About $100 a month.
So let's say I want...
But that includes your internet, too.
I want 10, and I want to pay $50 a month.
With internet?
Yes.
Ooh.
Isn't it funny?
But the internet's what what's keeping cable alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for a lot of people, it's a lot more than $100 a month.
I was just going to say
the thing that annoyed me when I signed up for cable, they basically said, okay, understand. They didn't use these words, but what they said was, every year your bill's going to go up a little bit. You know that, right? I mean, they basically...
But that's just when you call and you go, yeah, no, I'm not paying more, or I'm going to be a millennial and I'm unplugging, even though everyone knows I don't know how to do that.
No, I...
They're like, ma'am, how old are you?
Once we got
I'm 44. Yeah, yeah, we don't believe you.
Yeah, we're going to roll the dice on you.
We don't think you know what that means.
Ma'am, do you remember Ronald Reagan?
I'm going to unplug.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to roll the dice on you. We don't think you know what unplugging means.
Oh, I know what it means. I just don't know how to do it.
Then we're going to roll the dice on you. Yeah, would you even have a clue how to get Hulu?
We have it on the smart TV. You just push it and it's there. See, the smart TVs are for everyone over the age of 40. Mm-hmm. Scott, we put that thing on the wall and we turned it on and it comes on and then it just says Netflix. It's on. It's in your TV. It's freaking brilliant. Someone should win the Nobel Peace Prize. I go, there's no remote.
Do you have a Netflix account?
You don't have to have a little box. You don't have to push a button. You don't have to hit source. I must hit that blankety blank source button 56 times trying to find what I'm trying to watch. It's just on the TV.
And you just click on it?
Yeah. Who came up with that idea?
You can get it cheaper than having to go buy a smart TV. But it is nice.
Kara Markser, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Who knew?
Right?
On KMBZ.
You are listening to Kansas City's 98.1
FM. 98.1
FM. KMBZ.
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, there's one name you need to remember, and that is Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They are the best in the business. Scott, how do you know? I know because I've been out there many times. I've watched Dale's crews at work. Dale's a personal friend. They are the best in the business. Their reputation is so good, they've had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. And their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. Get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. Hey, step right up. Don't be shy.
Step right up and don't be shy. Because you will not believe your eyes. She's right here behind the glass. You're gonna like her, cause she's got class. You can look inside another world. You get to talk to a pretty girl.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. A beauty. Don't fall in love. Story here from the Kansas City Star.
Yeah.
Leavenworth County Judge Michael Gibbons made a serious mistake in December when he reduced. This is an.
Is that what we're calling this? A mistake?
This is an editorial, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know the word for it.
Leavenworth County Judge Michael Gibbons made a serious mistake in December when he reduced the sentence facing a 67-year-old man for soliciting sex from a minor. Kansas lawmakers and court officials should study the case to determine whether sentencing laws should be strengthened or Gibbons should be disciplined, the judge, for his ruling. The judge sentenced Raymond Soden to 70 months in prison for soliciting a 13-year-old girl. Soden offered to pay the girl for nude photos as well as other pictures. I'm going to clean this up a little bit.
She is 13 years old, and the only name I want you to remember in this story, forget everything else, but Gibbons. We are going to come back to this judge.
Soden's sentence was 8 years less than the punishment called for in the state sentencing guidelines. During the sentencing hearing, Gibbons explained why. Quote, this is the judge. I do find that the victims in this case, 13 and 14 years old, were more an aggressor than a participant in the criminal conduct. If Gibbons believes that child sex abuse victims are somehow aggressors, he doesn't belong on the bench. Let me reread that line to you, if I may.
I had to read it three times before it sunk in how beyond the pale, unbelievably ignorant, uneducated, I've got a slew of other adjectives I cannot say on the radio when it comes to this judge.
The accused and convicted in this case is a 67-year-old man. Okay? His name is Raymond Soden. He was sentenced to 70 months in prison. He solicited nude photographs from a 13-year-old girl and a 14-year-old sibling. But the judge, Gibbons, during sentencing said, and I quote, 67-year-old defendant, 13 and 14-year-old victims. Quote, I do find that the victims in this case were more an aggressor than a participant in the criminal conduct. I do find that the victims in this case were more an aggressor than a participant.
Keep going. It gets worse.
Kansas law allows for sentences to be reduced when the victim was an aggressor in the criminal conduct.
And then the editorial board says, and rightly so, name me a case where a victim is an aggressor.
Soden, the defendant, knew that he was soliciting a 13-year-old girl. He knew the conduct was wrong. He had a criminal record. The judge knew all of this, yet cut Soden's sentence because of alleged aggression by the victim. The judge made other egregious statements in the hearing, including a claim that the victim may not have suffered trauma from the incident. Quote, normally, I would think that the harm that would be done by this kind of conduct would be very, very substantial. I'm not convinced that is so.
Mm-hmm. A couple things.
He could be removed at the ballot box.
Well, but
not
when?
Until 2022.
This is the problem. And every time we come around to the election cycle, we talk about this. When they say, do you want to retain this judge? This is the problem. And there have been a couple of high profile instances, Stanford rape case, where that judge was ousted after giving the rapist no time because he had suffered enough. This is going to be one of those cases where the voters are going to have to remember his name. Because, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, I do not think there is any mechanism in place to remove him. He either has to resign.
Correct.
Which the editorial board suggested he do.
Correct.
Or he gets to keep his job for another 2 years, one which he is wholly unqualified for at this point after those remarks. And the voters have to remember this name when it comes time to elect a judge. How many people listening know the cases, know the judges, and know who should be in and who should be out?
How many people will remember the name Gibbons?
Is that the listeners to this show are going to remember it. I'm going to say it a thousand times.
In 3 years?
Yes.
In 2022?
I will not forget him, and I did not forget Persky in whatever godforsaken town that was in.
Okay.
I will not forget his name because no one as a voter, Scott, has the time to go track down a judge's record. So people say, well, if you're a member of the bar, you should only be able to vote for judges. Well, that doesn't work either. Then you have the attorneys who are part of the system electing the judges who are part of the system.
576-7798. He could resign, or you can vote him out in 3 years. As far as we know, that's it. He said the 13-year-old and the 14-year-old were the aggressors in the case with this 67-year-old man who knew they were 13 and 14. 576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Karamark, sir.
Events being canceled tonight because of the weather. More next.
Live and local. This is Kansas City's 98.1
FM. 98.1
FM. KMBC.
You have heard me bragging about Third Love on this program for months here on KMBZ, but I've actually been wearing Third Love over 2 years. It is the only bra in my top drawer. As a matter of fact, there are now six of them, and there's a reason. Ladies, if you are looking for the perfect fit, if you don't like going into the big box store, trying on a ton of different sizes, having that awkward measurement thing going on in the room, go to thirdlove.com. That gets rid of all of that stuff. It is the perfect fit. They have the most sizes of any brand. You take a very fast fit finder quiz. More than 10 million women have done it. And so the measurements are so exact. They have so many sizes. They have cups from A through H, bands up to 48, with each one of them designed specifically for your perfect fit. And let's talk about comfort. Wow. Hands down, the most comfortable bra you're ever going to own. Tagless labels, no itching. They have straps that do not slip. Great smoothing fabrics. They're lightweight. They even have a new t-shirt bra. You got to check that out. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. Go right now to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. They are offering my listeners 15% off. Thirdlove.com/KMBZ. Find your perfect fit today. Get 15% off while you're there. Thirdlove.com/KMBZ.
Putting on the Ritz. Different types of wear, brody coat, pants, white stripes, and underway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a million.
Worst name for a band in the history of bands.
Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Taco. 1983, I believe it was, maybe 82. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Sean in Lee's Summit. Hello, Sean.
How we doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, hey, first of all, I don't think anybody is a fan of pedophilia in any form, shape, whatsoever. But we weren't in the courtroom, and we don't know what evidence was presented for him, the judge, to make that call, whether we like it or not. I don't agree with it, but there's always more to the story. I mean, could a 13-year-old or 14-year-old be aggressive? I guess. I don't know how that works, but something had to be presented for a judge to rule that way. I don't think he just does it because, I don't believe it. He's old, and I want to take care of the old man or whatever. I just think there's more to the story that people don't know.
All right, Sean, hang on. Dana has more info.
I just want to let everyone know, because this has made international news, the NBC Nightly News picked this up last night. This story comes directly from the transcripts at trial. So I don't want anyone to think that we're paraphrasing or that maybe we're misunderstanding what he said. All of the facts in this case are held within that transcript. The transcript is public, and that is how this story got out. I do not see any circumstance under which a 13 or 14 year old girl shoulders any blame for a sex act against a minor like this. In fact, he voluntarily took money for what he believed was going to be a sex act with a minor. And
now,
so
now, it, now, it's people are writing and saying
very hard for you to get me to agree somehow that this guy did nothing wrong.
People are writing in saying the 13 and 14 year old were trying to rob the old man. Is that what you're talking about, Sean?
Well, she just mentioned that he took money. Oh, what did he take money for? I mean, are the girls paying him to take pictures of themselves? I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's more to the story. I know the transcripts are out there, but I want to see this transcript, word for word, of what evidence was proven to show that the 13 and 14-year-old were aggressive. Because that's what was presented and proven, apparently, for the judge to rule that way.
Sean, how old are you, can I ask?
Yes, sir. I'm 48 years old.
All right. You and I are from the exact same generation.
Yeah.
Would you?
The 80s.
God bless the 80s. Would you know how to get in touch with a 13 or 14-year-old child that you don't know?
I have no idea.
Unless you were maybe their coach in soccer, but there's no indication that this is the case.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, there's sites out there. I mean, you hear about it.
Now, wait a minute, Sean. Here we go. Would you have, unless it was your daughter's teammate on a team that you coached in soccer or volleyball or softball or whatever, would you have any other way of getting in touch with a 13 or 14-year-old girl? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. If a 13 or 14-year-old girl that you did not know reached out to you and offered, and I don't even know that these girls did that, but offered to send you nudie pics of them, would you accept? Would you block? Would you report? What would you do?
Me personally, I would report and block them, of course. I'm not into that kind of thing. But
exactly, that's exactly my point. There is no reason why a 67-year-old man should be in contact on the internet with 13 or 14-year-old girls. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
It doesn't mean it's right.
Well, that's right. Hey, you're right.
And it doesn't mean it's not against the law. And maybe the girls were the, quote, aggressors, okay? Maybe they were trying to bilk this old man out of whatever he had. I don't know what it is. You
right.
cannot allow yourself to become part of this charade. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
And at 67, you have not lost your marbles. It's not you're 88 years old being hit up by a Nigerian prince. You are.
Well,
go ahead.
I look at it like, okay, this guy is 67. So he's been around a little while. So let's think about this.
By the way, how long has he been doing this?
Has he done this
that's
before?
That's a great question.
He does have a criminal history.
So if he's done this before, he knows the ins and outs, or somewhat ins and outs, of what he can and can't do and how to get away with things. So he probably felt comfortable in the circle maybe that he already knows or was aware of to contact this. Or, you know, there's more to the story that probably we'll never find.
And you know what, Sean, as with everything, and I'm seeing some of this on the text line, but you have to be very careful when you walk yourself into this type of argument. People are saying, you know, you're not telling the whole story. These girls wanted money from him. What if they were trying to rob him? It does not matter. Solicitation of a 13-year-old girl is a felony. There is no but in this conversation.
No.
You can't say, well, he did solicit a 13-year-old, but there is no however in a conversation about the solicitation of a minor, period.
I know what you're saying. It sort of falls under that, well, they asked for it kind of thing. And
it absolutely does.
I don't agree with that at all. I just think there's more to the story of why maybe he ruled. Now, I don't know what it was. And I think there's just more to it before everybody gets.
But we're already getting. Hang on, Sean. I find your call actually very interesting. We're already getting texts coming in saying, well, their mom did cleaning work for him.
None of this matters.
Sean, let me put this in terms that I would be able to comprehend and understand. I coach youth girls soccer, okay?
Right.
This has never happened. I don't anticipate that it ever would. But if somehow, some way, any of the girls that I coached in soccer sent me a text or an email or a Facebook message or a Twitter message saying, hey, coach, would you like to see a naked picture of me? My answer would be no, and you're off the team.
Absolutely.
So somehow, some way, he pleaded guilty or at least acknowledged that he solicited these images from these girls.
For a lesser sentence.
Because the other sentence would have been a lot
worse. Scott, let's look at it this way. We can look at some crimes, and murder is one of them, where there are mitigating circumstances. So you can ask me, Dana, is murder always wrong? And I would tell you the answer is no. Is murder always legally wrong? I would tell you under a certain set of circumstances, the answer is no.
Right.
So we can talk about, okay, in this murder, yes, she killed this man, but there's room for a but there. In a lot of murder cases, actually, there's room for a but. Yes, she killed him. However, this is what was going on at the time. He was abusing her. He was raping her. He was beating her. All of those things that you can look at when someone is sentenced or arrested for a death. When it comes to solicitation of sex or images from a 13-year-old girl, there is no but.
From the text line, 6162 writes in, Dana Wright, I am willing to bet that these girls are poor and they set him up. That means entrapment.
Oh, God.
I'm just reading from the text line. Okay. Don't kill the messenger.
Okay.
If you are 67, hell, if you're 25 and you accept naked pictures from a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You are a pedophile.
That
you are
right.
A criminal.
That is
you
correct.
You belong in prison. Goodbye.
There is one very
How hard is this to understand?
Scott, there is one very narrow set of circumstances Jesus. Where we talk about this kind of thing and there's a but. And it just occurred to me because I said there's never a but. It's one legal, very narrow set of circumstances. Do you know what it is? If
no.
the boy is 16 and the girl is 15.
Fine.
There is a Romeo and Juliet exception.
We're not talking about that here.
That is the but. There's your but. The but does not come into play, but however, when it's a 67-year-old man and a 13-year-old girl.
You break off the communication and you report it immediately. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. Quit making excuses for this man. For the love of God. 576-7798.
Kansas City's 98.1 FM. KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for my good folks at Mark's Family Dental. We were talking about severe obstructive sleep apnea yesterday on the program. That's up on podcast if you are interested. And one of the things with a lot of you listening, if you need a CPAP, did you know 50% of people out there who have them, need them, desperately need to use them at night, stop using those machines? And it's obvious why. I get it. They are not the most pleasant things for you, for your partner. If you have stopped using the CPAP and you need it, call Mark's Sleep Center. There's a much, much easier way to treat your apnea. They can fit you for a simple treatment. It's easy to use. It's comfortable to wear. Doesn't look like you're an extra in a Top Gun movie. It is a custom-made dental mouthpiece. It fits over your teeth, realigns your airway, and allows normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep. And it's covered by most medical insurance plans. Go to my folks at Mark's Sleep Center. They will fit that thing right over you. It's made just for you. It's compact, comfortable. Think about travel. It's so easy to travel with. Mark's Sleep Center. That is Mark's with an X. 816-452-2000. 816-452-2000. Or markssleep.com.
Text line, you surprised me. I am shocked how many people are defending this 67-year-old man in Leavenworth. Dan in Overland Park, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Doing well, thanks.
Hi, good. Hey, you guys, I don't know if you missed something or just choose not to talk about it in this whole story with this fella and these girls. According to the Kansas City Star, this fella does have a diminished mental capacity. So not defending what he did, what he did was wrong, but there are extenuating circumstances. So I don't think...
Well, I am reading the Kansas City Star article, and I don't see anything in here about the defendant having a diminished mental capacity at all.
That's exactly what the court report said.
Okay, I'm looking at the very same story that appeared in today's. In fact, if it'll make you feel better, I have the.
It was yesterday's.
I have the hard copy of the Kansas City Star, and I'll look for it as well.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Let me ask you, Scott. Does it matter if there is some diminished capacity, and where do we put that bar? I didn't read that in either story, either, Dan. But I'm not saying you're wrong. Does it matter to you if there's diminished capacity, and if so, do we not charge anyone with anything that has, a different?
I'm not saying don't charge the guy. I think probably the lighter sentence, that coupled with his age and I think his physical condition, probably if he serves his entire sentence, probably won't come out alive.
I think the reason people are so angry about this, Dan, except I guess the people listening to this program today who don't think this should have been what it was, they're angry about the judge's words and and him saying that he doesn't think the girls will be harmed in a significant way or to the extent that maybe someone else would. And so,
they were harmed in this situation. Yeah, his choice of words was extremely poor. When I read that, I went, "Ooh, wow, no, don't say that."
Well, Dan, I will look for another version of the story, but the story that we have in front of us, in fact,
I'm sure it came out yesterday.
Okay, I'll look for that, but the story that we have does not mention anything about some sort of diminished mental capacity, and if that is the case, why didn't the judge address that when issuing his sentence?
I think it was the judge that mentioned that in the sentencing, in the story that I read on Monday.
And for anyone trying to make this, just really quick, for anyone trying to make this political, Governor Kathleen Sebelius was the governor of Kansas when Michael Gibbons was nominated.
Who's trying to make it political?
There's always 10.
Okay.
So this was a Democrat governor in office when he was nominated. He was in private practice in Basar prior to ascending to the bench.
Okay. Wyatt in Overland Park. Hello, Wyatt.
Hi, is this Scott?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know that the Romeo and Juliet clause actually isn't legally applicable in Missouri. We actually have our own version of our law. I think it's called Megan's Law or such.
Well, it wouldn't be applicable here anyway, Wyatt, because he's 67.
Oh, I didn't even know that about the case. I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, he's 67. I was just trying to say, correct my initial comment that there is never room for a however in one of these cases. The only legal exception is going to be that Romeo and Juliet, and it's a very narrow legal exception under which, in this case, clearly that would not apply.
Douglas and KCK. Hello, Douglas.
How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks, man. Go ahead.
I think he's just a pedophile. Even if the teenagers was aggressive, he's a grown man, and he should know better than to take any pictures from children. I dealt with people before that's in the department that I work with older gentlemen who try to play like they have mental issues. But when they be in custody, I see them trying to play with the nurses and try to touch them sexually and stuff. So even if he had some type of mental capability, he still somehow will know what not to do, in my opinion.
All right, Douglas. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, the drive home could be slick this afternoon. More next.
Staying right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Look, it's not great weather out there today. One of the things I love about Volkswagen of Lee's Summit is all the safety features on their cars. We were able to get my daughter a used car. They have great new cars, great used cars out at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, if you didn't know. And we were able to get her a great used car for her that she can drive back and forth to and from school, that she'll be able to take on to college. And I love the safety features on that car. It comes with the backup camera. She even got heated seats on that thing. Ask about the used cars. Ask about the new cars and the side impact cameras, the backup cameras, the panoramic sunroof. That's my favorite thing on those new Atlases. And then listen to this. It doesn't matter whether you buy used or new. Their promotion is still going on. Zero sales tax on any of those cars. They will still pay your sales tax when you buy any new or used car out at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. So head on out there now. Tell them you want them to axe your tax. They will do it. Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.